WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police report with information provided by members of the community and the Texas Rangers. They have identified the male suspect accused of attempted kidnapping Sunday afternoon in the Bell store at Post Oak Mall. According to CSPD, investigators are currently speaking with the man, and it is believed that there is no further danger to the public at this time. No other details have been released. A Fort Worth man faces execution in Huntsville tonight.
James Bigby faces death for fatally shooting Michael Trackle and suffocating his four-month-old son Jason on Christmas Eve in 1987 at their Arlington home. Just a few hours later, he killed two other men. He believed Trackle and the two others were conspiring against him in a workers' comp case he filed. Bigby was never tried for the other two murders. At his trial in 1991, Bigby grabbed a loaded gun from behind the judge's bench during a court recess and tried to kidnap the judge. Barring an appeal, Bigby will be the fourth inmate executed in Texas this year. Charlie Hodges, TSN News.
Recent action by the College Station City Council to approve new apartment complexes in the Tower Point area raises the question, what can citizens do to so-called save their neighborhoods?
That process is done through the Planning and Development Services Department, and it's called an overlay. And basically, it's a zoning overlay on top of the current zoning that you have.
College Station Neighborhood Services Coordinator Barbara Moore says an overlay can require new structures to look like existing ones in the area and fit the character of the current neighborhood. Two neighborhoods in College Station have an overlay, one on Holloman near the Lincoln Recreation Center and the Glen Haven neighborhood off University Drive. For more information, you can visit cstx.gov/planning. Yesterday, contractors began a seal coating project in the city of Bryan. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says 42 streets have been identified as streets that need the maintenance.
It's just a preventative maintenance treatment to the asphalt streets to extend their life. Kind of a low-cost preventative maintenance measure that we use as a tool here at the city of Bryan for our streets.
Barfneck says work will be performed weekdays from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. and is anticipated to continue for 6 weeks, weather permitting. Residents will be notified 48 hours in advance as contractors move from one area to the next. A list of all the streets is online at WTAW.com. A prolonged budget gap between the House and Senate begs the question, is it time to use Texas's rainy day fund? State Representative Kyle Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says a conference committee has already agreed to put a floor on the fund.
So we could utilize down to $7.5 billion. As long as we leave $7.5 in there, that gives you an opportunity to look at that when we need it. And when you've got an $8 billion, you know, arguably anywhere between $5 and $8 billion gap between the two budgets, you know, there's going to be a need for it.
Cassell says the budget will be settled in conference committee by April or May. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 43 degrees. You can call or text us. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be sure you pick up a copy of the spring issue of the Peace Brazos Christian Life magazine now from locations all over Bryan College Station. There's a listing of summer and private school camps for your kids, and you can enjoy our cover story on the free Bush Library Easter egg hunt. We even have the story of Easter that you can read out loud with your kids. And there's also a digital issue you can read at peace107.com or sign up to have it delivered to your home or office. Get your spring issue of Peace Brazos Christian Life magazine today.
Yeah, so I don't have a commercial log, which is pretty interesting. I don't even have yesterday's commercial log.
Okay, well, usually when we're done with yesterday's, we put it in that box outside of Elisa's office.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I looked there.
Oh. There was a coach's show last night.
Oh, well.
So yeah. I was not the last
no,
one
No, I understand.
Log.
No, I understand.
Stop That's blaming the... me,
no,
Scott.
No,
no, I'm just
no,
kidding.
No, not doing that. Just,
okay. All right.
Yeah, well, that's pretty interesting.
So should we just make up some numbers?
You know, that's how I play the...
How about free live advertising?
Yeah, I like
just
that.
Just have people call in.
Yeah, and just talk about their
plug
stuff.
Plug whatever they want.
Yeah, okay. We could play commercials from Willie. That would be interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but You know, I don't think that that's quite the same.
Not quite, but classic country.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic infomaniacs.
You know it. All right, here, we can do the weather. We can get that far.
Perfect.
All right, so the weather, it's cold. How's that?
It is cold.
Yeah. Weather's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the... Oh, hey, Zach.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Zach.
Yeah.
I was just sitting here talking to myself.
I know you were. Well, I had to push another button because when she said coach's show, but actually I thought, I mean, we'd eventually get around to the sports room, but I figured maybe finding a actual program log would be a good thing.
Which would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Always.
All right. So anyway, here we go. It's the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Plenty of sunshine is expected today with high temperatures topping out in the middle 60s. Mostly clear skies tonight. Lows will drop back to around 50 degrees. Wednesday will feature a mixture of sunshine and clouds, just a little bit milder with a high getting near 70. Becoming partly to mostly cloudy Wednesday night, lows will drop into the middle 50s. And mostly cloudy and breezy on Thursday, scattered showers are expected to develop with a high in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor. Last time I checked, coming up in sports, going to be talking NCAAs for women's basketball for Texas A&M.
Whoop.
They are heading to their 12th straight NCAA tournament. Hear a little bit from Coach Blair coming up, as well as talking baseball. The guys hit the road tonight. The 12th ranked Aggies do. They're going to be taking on Texas in Austin.
No, that's cool. So, I'm glad that's happening.
Yeah, that is
which last year it was a fantastic game over at Olsen Field. Hopefully it's another great game tonight at Dish Falk. Softball is going to be in Memphis. They're taking on Memphis. That one's set for 5:30. And boy, Waco and Baylor, all of it is having a really, really, really tough time. What else is
what,
new?
There's more?
Oh, some, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Zach filled me in today.
Yeah, associate director, apparently this came out in the wee hours of the morning or late last night. Another person has been fired. The associate director for football operations for sending inappropriate text messages.
Oh my!
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So, yep, cesspool that is.
Now,
when do they turn this into a reality show? That's my question.
Man.
When does
30,
somebody start trying
30
to bank
30,
on
right?
this?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely a 30.
Definitely
for 30.
A 30 for 30.
They can't fit it in. It would have to be part one and part two.
Yeah, I was about to say
like
you
a series.
Go, yeah, you got to go back a ways too for that. I mean, you got to go at least back to the 90s, right?
Yeah, they'd have to do breaking news in the middle of it because there'd be some other revelation that would come out. And it's interesting because I happen to have a business associate who's kind of in the middle of the athletic program there. And he said part of the problem is that, you know, the board of regents there is like 37 people.
Yeah, see, that's what I heard too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different world because it's a private school and, you know, there's a good old boy network one and a good old boy network two, and they're battling over this. And so for it to be the largest Baptist institution in the world, that doesn't help anything at all.
No.
Wouldn't matter what it was, but you pile that on top of it. And but I don't – here's what I don't know. From my business dealings before, I had dealt with people in Columbia, Missouri, and they had – the number of people who actually applied to the University of Missouri had fallen. And, you know, they're on hard times, certainly athletically, but academically, too, because of all the stuff that happened in Ferguson. And then
the protests and everything else.
That cost Bowen Lofton his job and all that stuff. But I don't know. I've not heard any figures on whether or not the number of applications for Baylor has fallen because of all this.
Boy, I couldn't help but believe it.
Yeah,
would.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would think so. I would think so. But
just how much, you don't know.
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway, well, here we go. This is appropriate, I guess. A man whose company scoops up pet poop has been placed on probation for 2 years and fined $500 for buying fake Secret Service ID cards and badges online so that he could impress women on a dating site.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Because you didn't want to admit to your real job.
I guess so. Christopher DeRio, 54, of Greensburg, sentenced Monday by a federal judge in Pittsburgh. He'd pled guilty in November to fraudulently using an official seal, but acknowledging behavior in two other counts that were dismissed on Monday, flashing an ID card during a traffic stop and trying to use his Secret Service badge to get into a government-rated hotel room.
Oh, so that's taking a little bit more than just online dating.
Impressing
that's in the real world.
Doing what he could. I was trying to find in here the name of his company, and I don't see that, unfortunately. I was going to... I got it. I'm sorry. He operated Doodle Scoopers.
That's even better than I imagined.
But he was the owner?
Yeah, he was the owner of Doodle Scoopers.
Just tell him you're an owner of an enterprise.
That's exactly right. A recycling.
A multi-dollar enterprise.
That's exactly right. Doodle Scoopers.
Howdy, this is Pat Sevchik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sevchik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sevchik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21. Half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
All right, here we go. It's 6:16, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Infomaniacs, we are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, let's see. It's the 14th of March. Tomorrow's the Ides of March, gang. You know?
Oh.
We'll talk about what all that means.
Okay.
Day 73, we've got 292 of them to go. It's, let me see, what is today? Today is National... Oh, it's Pie
Day. It's Pie Day.
It's Pie Day.
The day after National Napping Day is National Pie Day.
No, pie is in the math.
Oh.
3.14.
You know, that's rounding up those
guys.
That's
true.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah, there you go.
I like pie.
He liked pie.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. I mean, that clears
that's
the
all
deck.
You need.
That's right. There's nothing beyond that.
Well, Friday is St. Patrick's Day. Kevin keeps reminding me via social media. So.
Yeah, that's all right. I wear orange on St. Patrick's Day. It's a Scottish thing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. That's your protest of St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
We don't like the people down there.
There you go. There's a time-lapse video of them changing the Chicago River over the weekend.
Oh, very
green.
Cool.
Yeah.
I really like those.
When they do that kind of stuff.
Time-lapse videos.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess National Geographic was probably one of the first ones to...
Yep. So they've got that, and we'll talk about that and how they do it later on this morning. All right, and then there's these birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Simone Biles is turning 20. What have you done with your life so far?
Exactly.
So anyways, a big 2-0 for Simone Biles. Still can't get a beer yet. Ansel Elgort is turning 23. Caleb and Divergent, Gus in The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, wow. All right.
Which I heard was a real tearjerker.
Some tween movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Bell's turning 31. He plays Abraham Woodhull on Turn Washington Spies on AMC. I don't know if you guys have actually caught that. I watched the first season. I watched the first season. And
Washington
then,
Spies.
Yeah. Well, it's back to colonial times.
Oh,
it's about,
I heard about that.
Yeah, it's about spies during the Revolutionary War.
Okay, sure.
Which, it was pretty good. And he's also been in a few other things as well. Taylor Hanson's turning 34.
Bop.
And nothing else?
Yeah, pretty
that's
much.
That's about it. That's all I got.
That's about it.
Yeah. He was the cute one, though.
Okay.
He's the middle brother.
All right.
Chris Klein is turning 38. Now, he played Oz in American Pie.
Okay.
And he's been in some other things, too, as well. Just Friends.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He was also in Rollerball. There you go. Yeah. Corey Stoll is turning 41. He plays Peter Russo on House of Cards. He's kind of like one of those guys that you see, and you know who he is.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Actually, had a roommate who was into the show. I never did because it looked gross, but The Strain, Ephraim Goodweather on The Strain. So there you
I thought you were calling House of Cards gross.
I was going to say,
No.
Except when he pushes the girl in front of the
show. Oh, yeah, that was. That's when I stopped watching.
Wow, Scott, congrats for ruining it for everyone.
Oh, we've already spoiled it like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we did that before.
I'm new on the show.
Yeah.
Penny Johnson's turning 56. She plays Captain Gates on Castle. Okay. Which is one of my parents' favorites. Rick Dees is turning 67.
Rick Dees.
Oh, my goodness.
61 degrees.
He's still on our radio station?
Yes, he is. Okay. On the weekend.
His
yes.
real name is Rigdon Osmond Dees.
Okay.
Billy Crystal is turning 69 today.
All right.
Congrats to Billy Crystal. Quincy Jones turning 84. Of course, he produced a lot of Michael Jackson's best albums. His daughter, Rashida Jones, is an actress, is on a lot of stuff, very good looking. And Michael Caine is turning 84 today.
Is that right?
That's my best Michael Caine. That's the best I can do. But,
very good.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. A basketball player named Curry?
Yeah.
Oh, Steph.
I was about to say, which one? Is Steph, dad or Seth?
No, it'd be Steph.
You know, Seth plays for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The less famous and talented Curry.
Yeah. He's pretty good.
How's that Thanksgiving
dinner? I didn't say he was bad.
That's right. Steph is 29. Jerry, the Jerry of Ben and Jerry's, is 66 today. Jerry Greenfield.
Okay.
Frank Borman, as an astronaut, is 89. I did find other things today is besides the National Pie Day.
Okay.
And one of them is fairly significant. First, it's Learn About Butterflies Day.
Of course.
That.
All right.
And it's National Potato Chip Day.
Ooh, going up against Pie Day.
Yeah, so we talked about that last week.
Crushed potato chips on top of your pie.
I think they're doing, I think they're doing another contest for new flavors where you can win like $1 million. But some of the stuff they advertise is just...
Well, again, they did that chicken and waffles thing.
Right.
And, you know, what do you do after the first three potato chips?
I remember biscuits and gravy wasn't actually that bad.
Okay, well, we were talking about how in Canada, ketchup and gravy... are flavors that are very popular up there.
Yeah.
It seems like they're working really hard to get to the point where you can eat just one.
See, because I would rather take a potato chip, a plain one, and dip it in a really great sauce or dip.
Well, and they try, you know, I guess that's kind of what they try to do is infuse it with a flavor of...
That you don't have to dip.
Now, I put mustard sometimes on my regular potato chips.
Oh, I used to dip mine in sour cream.
Yeah, well, that's normal. I don't know hardly anybody that's done...
You're right, mustard's weird. Yeah. You're weird, Zach.
That is pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
That adds more salt to the salt, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right.
Do I look like I'm concerned about
Do people dip their potato chips in ketchup, like a French fry?
Now, that's weird.
I don't know that to be true.
Even though potatoes and ketchup go really well with
right,
and
exactly.
That's why there's ketchup.
It's basically just a really thin, crispy French fry.
Yeah, I guess that's probably probably right. I don't know, so you saw a story on these new flavors?
It's just like a TV commercial. And I believe it's, you know, the big brand, and they're just trying to have, you know, it's another, you know, what do you want to see in potato chip flavor land?
You know, they had...
Win $1 million
they
if
had
you have
orange
the winning
juice.
Flavor.
They had orange juice and toothpaste, right?
What?
Toothpaste?
I'm pretty sure that was one of the flavors. It was like orange juice and toothpaste.
Okay.
But what if they did, since I'm drinking a Monster here, what if they did Monster and toothpaste?
Well, you see, now that might be a deal. Yeah. Like Mountain Dew potato chips or something like that.
Oh, so yeah. Coke-flavored potato chips.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that works. All right, 623.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, something horrible happened to the alt-left snowflake actress Ashley Judd over the weekend. According to the Washington Times, the Hollywood star is very sad and scared after a man who took her picture at a Kentucky basketball game Saturday dared to mention that he likes President Trump. She's traumatized. So she went to her Facebook page to write about the uncomfortable and scary situation. The actress described an older man with white hair who approached her and asked to take a picture. Once he took the picture, according to Judd, the man said with open hostility, "We like Trump." Now, Judd says she could have responded to the man and told him he voted with the KKK, but instead she turned to her uncle for a hug. Somebody please buy her aromatherapy candles, buy her a puppy dog she can pet, buy her hot cocoa. Help this woman out.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male. This is the testosterone-boosting super pill that's been flying off shelves at Walmart. Ageless Male has a patented ingredient that provides a serious boost of testosterone, giving guys more libido, more productive workouts, and more confidence. See for yourself with a free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-213-1097. Only Ageless Male has been the number one testosterone booster for 2 years straight. Give your manhood the boost it deserves with a free 30-day supply. Call 1-800-213-1097. If you gain too much testosterone with Ageless Male, please decrease use. Call 1-800-213-1097. 1-800-213-1097.
I'm Bruce Bale with Your Money Now. A new report by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office shows a Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act would leave 24 million more people without insurance in the year 2026 compared with the current law. The drop in the number of insured would be due in part to people opting to go without coverage once the requirement that most Americans have coverage or pay a penalty is repealed. The report says the legislation would reduce the federal deficit by $337 billion through 2026, in large part because it would lower federal spending for Medicaid and end tax credits now provided to people on the Affordable Care Act's insurance exchanges. Stocks were mixed at the close of today's trading session, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 21 points at 20,881. The NASDAQ Composite rose 14 and the S&P 500 gained a fraction. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So sometimes my bit of info is about a stupid criminal. Sometimes it's about a heroic person. But sometimes, like this, it's just a bit of info. Some of this you might know, some of it you might not. But I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is your bit of info. Now, you've probably heard about the creepy connections between Lincoln and Kennedy. Well, let me run through some of them, because there might be some you may not be aware of. First of all, Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. John F. Kennedy elected to Congress in 1946. Now, Lincoln was elected president in 1860, while Kennedy was elected president in 1960, exactly 100 years later. The names Lincoln and Kennedy both have seven letters. Both were particularly concerned with civil rights. Both of their wives miscarried a baby while living in the White House. That's pretty strange. Both presidents were shot on a Friday. Now, Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy, and of course, Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln. A lot of people already know that one. Both, however, were assassinated by Southerners, and both were succeeded by Southerners. That's interesting. Both successors also were named Johnson. Lincoln's successor was born in 1808. Kennedy's was born in 1908. This gets weirder and weirder. Lincoln's assassin was born in 1839, while Kennedy's assassin was born in 1939. Now, both assassins were known by three names, which that's usually how it is with killers. But the weird part is, both names are composed of 15 letters. Now, it gets even crazier. Lincoln was shot at Ford's Theater. This is another one most people know. Kennedy was shot in the car brand Lincoln made by Ford. John Wilkes Booth ran from a theater and was caught in a warehouse, whereas Oswald ran from a warehouse and was caught in a theater. And to top it all off, a week before Lincoln's assassination, he was in Monroe, Maryland. A week before Kennedy's assassination, he was reportedly with Marilyn Monroe. Now, some of those I already knew, maybe you did too. Some of those just blew my mind. But those are the correlations between Lincoln and Kennedy. And now you know. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
There you are, 6:29, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900. Or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Weather, a little chilly out there this morning. High temperature today will be 66 degrees with winds out of the north at about 5 miles an hour. 48 is our low temperature tonight. We'll have a 70 for a high temperature on Wednesday and around 75 for Thursday. And Friday, we're back up to 80. Same thing for Saturday with a slight chance of showers then. But a little chilly right now. Winds out of the north, and 43 is the air temperature, but our chill factor is 37 right now.
We all obey the rules of sleep. Where we sleep, how long we sleep, who we sleep with. But those rules don't work for everybody. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
We all know the rules of sleep.
You do it at night for around 7 or 8 hours. You do it more or less in one straight shot. You do it with at most one other consenting adult, and you separate out the children from the parents.
Benjamin Reese, author of the book Wild
Night. Wait. That was yesterday's. Because I remember they were talking about sleep because it was that daylight saving time thing. All right, hang on. Let me find the right one. Okay, here we go.
Eating fewer calories is tricky business because when you do, it makes you hungry, which makes you eat more calories. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 877-93-STEEL. 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-937-8335.
To eat healthy and not get fat, you have to choose the right foods, and that's not always easy.
There's actually more added sugar in some pasta sauces than there is in ice cream topping, and I mean that very literally. People don't know that.
Dr. David Katz, author of the book Disease Proof, says we all know that to lose weight, we need to decrease the number of calories we eat.
The problem with decreasing calories in is it leaves people hungry. Well, there's a skill power approach to that issue, and that is if you trade up the quality of your food, so you buy better bread. If you buy better pasta sauce, which doesn't have added sugar, if you buy better cereal, which is higher in whole grains and fiber and lower in added sugar, and if you make these kinds of changes, one of the many virtues of more nutritious food is it fills us up.
In fact, often the low-calorie choice is not the best.
100-calorie snacks are only 100 calories, but if it's junky food, you'll be hungry again in 10 minutes, and, you know, there are 100-calorie snacks, but if you eat 17 of them, how does that help you? A food like walnuts is actually a high-calorie food, but we have research to show that walnuts and other highly nutritious nuts like almonds, even though they're energy-dense, they fill you up and keep you full. If you choose foods that do that, actually, even if the foods are relatively high in calories, it helps control your appetite, improve the quality of your diet, and reduce the total number of calories it takes over the course of the day to feel full.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police have identified the man accused of attempted kidnapping at Post Oak Mall Sunday afternoon. According to the CSPD report, investigators were aided immensely by information provided by members of the community and the Texas Rangers to find the suspect and are speaking with him. No other details have been released. The city of Bryan began a street project yesterday that should take, weather permitting, about 6 weeks to complete. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says portions of 42 streets will receive a preventative maintenance treatment called seal coating.
They'll put some oil down first, and then they'll apply the rock to give better skid resistance and put a moisture barrier down to essentially to cover the cracks up that are on these streets.
Barfneck says residents will receive advance notice when workers move from one area to the next. Work will be performed 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. You can see a list of affected streets online at WTAW.com. It's no secret the Twin Cities are growing and rapidly. Along with an increase in population comes a need for additional housing, but existing homeowners are not always happy with new development around their neighborhoods. College Station's Neighborhood Services Coordinator Barbara Moore says there is a step residents can take called an overlay, which she describes as a zoning overlay on top of the current zoning.
And in the case of the neighborhood that's off Holloman near the Lincoln Center, that was done to sort of look at the types of structures and the size of the structures being built, making sure that they are of the same size and the same type of structure as the ones that are existing on the street already. To sort of make sure that it has the same look and feel of all the other homes.
Moore says the Glen Haven neighborhood off University Drive also has an overlay. For more information about the overlay process, visit cstx.gov/planning. Friday was the last day to file bills in the Texas legislature, but as things move forward, the budget gap between the House and Senate remains large.
The budget process is tough. There is a big gap, and it's going to be settled in conference committee later on in April, May time frame. So now's the time for us to identify those priorities.
State Representative Kyle Cassell says a conference committee has already put a floor on the rainy day fund, which would allow them to utilize down to $7.5 billion. Cassell says he looks at it from the standpoint of the hiring freeze in effect.
I had some visitor to hear from the Mejia State Supported Living Center yesterday, and they have a high turnover of nurses in Mejia at that State Supported Living Center, and they're not allowed to hire back. So you got an 80 nurse population to serve that community, and now you're down to 40 because of folks changing jobs, and they have a hiring freeze. So
Cassell says there are a lot of problems and emergency items in this budget that are affecting agencies across the state. The attorney for a Fort Worth man set to die for killing a father and his infant son in 1987 says no last day appeals are likely to try and stop the punishment. Texas prison officials in Huntsville are to give 61-year-old James Bigby a lethal injection this evening for fatally shooting 26-year-old Michael Trickell and suffocating Treckle's 4-month-old son Jason on Christmas Eve 1987 at their Arlington home. The Texas Senate passes 4 pro-police bills in a resolution unanimously in honor of the 5 fallen officers killed last July in Dallas. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the idea came to him as he attended the funerals.
We wanted to make a strong statement of support, not just in a gesture, but in actually passing legislations that will impact a family and impact the officers and help protect them.
The bills would improve body armor, extend property tax relief for the families of fallen officers, have Texas enter the National Blue Alert System, and make July 7th Fallen Law Enforcement Officer Day. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 43 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Join Maestro Busicki and soprano Mila Daly as the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra presents Evening Serenades on Sunday, March 26th at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater. One of the most versatile and charismatic sopranos on the scene, Mila Daly is a gifted performer whose passionate artistry will move you as the BVSO performs serenades by Elgar and Tchaikovsky. This very special concert will also feature the exciting Latin rhythms of popular composer Villa-Lobos Bacchianus Bilyaseris. Tickets are on sale now at bvso.org or calling 845-12.
Howdy, my name is Jim Mazurkovich, chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber Ag Council, and we're hosting our 19th annual Crawfish Ball on Friday, March 17th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo on Leonard Road. The cost is $50 per person for all-you-can-eat crawfish. All proceeds go to supporting our 4-H and FFA members at the upcoming Brazos County Youth Livestock Show and Sale. Everyone is invited. Come out and help support our youth by joining us on Friday, March 17th. For more information, contact the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Morning at 641, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Mostly sunny skies are expected across the area today with a high temperature getting up into the middle 60s. Clear skies tonight, lows will drop back into the upper 40s. Sunshine and some afternoon clouds on Wednesday, high near 70. Becoming partly to mostly cloudy Wednesday night, lows will only drop back into the middle 50s. And mostly cloudy and breezy on Thursday with scattered showers developing, highs will get up into the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The problems we have at Baylor are no different than the problems at any other school in America.
Wrong.
Yeah, about that. not really, actually. It's pretty much just a cluster in Waco. Another staff member has been fired, this time for sending inappropriate text messages to a teenager.
A teenager.
However, Baylor made sure to include that under Texas statutes, that the teenager was of age.
Oh, well, that makes it awful. Better.
So, by the way, I need to Google the staff member exactly how old he was or is. I guess he hasn't expired. Now, but
was that Kim Mulkey?
That was the face of Baylor Athletics. Yeah. Telling us how we should think, or she'll punch us in the face.
Before she told everyone to punch people in the face.
But she gave a tearful apology. The poor woman didn't even have time to put on makeup. She had been up all night long. Just, I'm sure nobody told her to go up there and act like she hadn't slept in 3 days.
Okay. I guess Jason's earning his money up there.
That's exactly what we were talking about this morning.
I was telling Chelsea, I feel bad for him.
How many fires do you need to put out? Oh, there's another one. Oh, thanks.
You don't have a long enough hose for that.
You don't even want to answer the phone anymore.
No. The phone rings and you just cringe.
Somebody else take that. Right. Okay, so I don't want to talk about the Affordable Care Act. Everybody's angry and it's going to do this and that. It's a three-step process. That's the only thing I want to say.
Okay.
Can't fix it overnight.
Well, what's the American Care Act? Is that what they renamed it?
Did they rename it?
I thought they did.
Yeah. Because
everybody was wanting to call it Trump Care.
Sure. Trump Care. Well, I guess we'll still call it the Affordable Care Act for now, unless he comes up with something.
Yeah. Really not much different.
All right. Now, look, here's the thing. there's a Georgia, an Iowa congressman. His name is Steve King. And he tweeted, and he's got people really upset. He praised a guy named Geert Wilders, who is a far-right Dutch politician, over in Holland, because they're really concerned there because there's a tremendous Muslim influence in Holland. You wouldn't really think that, but a lot of people from Turkey have come up there.
Okay.
And so, as a result, they have a lot of members of their governing body that are Muslim, and this guy spoke out against that. Well, this is what King tweeted. We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies. meaning, I guess, people who weren't born there
or
here. And he was lambasted for being a racist because he said that. And maybe it makes me a racist. I'm sorry, but, you know,
you don't see it.
Your civilization is based on your culture, right?
Right.
And if these are people who refuse to embrace our culture, in other words, American culture, like learn the language, then how can our civilization in the United States remain the same?
Because I would say, you know, America is definitely a melting pot.
You bet.
But when you make the point, learn the language, there are certain things that are very specific to the United States of America.
Well, part of the problem, too, I think, is that no one has actually established a national language.
No, we haven't.
So if I was president, that's the first thing that I would do.
I'd move to Canada.
So, well, in that case, you better pack up.
There you go.
A big sweater.
All right, so that's all I want to say about that. Because there's much more fun in Austin, okay?
Oh, always. South by Southwest.
Yeah. The deadline has passed for filing bills.
Right, okay? It was Friday.
Yep, and so a legislator has put together his top 50 bills with a description of them.
Because there's like 8,000.
Yeah. So relating to the operation of an electric unicycle.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Then there's another bill for taking care of certain feral hogs and coyotes.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this one.
From a hot air balloon.
Yep.
Oh,
okay.
Let's
really?
Shoot them from the hot air balloon.
Yep. Oh, that sounds awesome.
Encouraging the president of the United States to refrain from threatening elected officials.
Okay, yeah.
He did that.
Yeah.
Relating to the regulation of men's health and safety, creating a civil... Oh, I can't say that on the radio. Never mind. Relating to operating a motor vehicle with another person occupying the trunk.
That mother in China.
Yeah, exactly. Relating to the regulation of raising or keeping six or fewer chickens by a political subdivision. Urging Texans not to use the flag emoji of the Republic of Chile.
Oh, my gosh. One of my friends did that the other day.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. But she actually thought it was the United States flag. And just they're really small emojis.
Okay.
And I that was my response. Yeah, I said, that's not our flag.
No. Relating to the operation of a golf cart or utility vehicle on a public highway.
Mm.
Okay. Relating to a franchise tax credit that enables a grocery store or a health corner store to have to be a food desert. I don't know what that means.
My
food
question desert? Is how much time is wasted on even just having to read these and throw them in the trash?
Yep. Relating to a study by the Department of Agriculture, the transfer of water from the Mississippi River. How are we going to do that?
Right.
That's a long aquifer.
It is. Restriction for the use of certain sprays, tasers, and stun guns. So there you go.
My favorite about the hot air balloon, and
I
actually have a story I may run in one of our newscasts, but he says he doubts this will have a big effect because the hogs are smart. They hide on watersheds that are managed by federal government, which means no hunting.
They recognize the sign.
They recognize the sign, and they're like, safe ground.
Now, in his defense, pigs are generally pretty smart.
They are.
But they're not that smart. They can't read.
Well, maybe feral hogs can. Maybe they go to feral hog school.
Exactly.
Now, Scott, I don't know if maybe this was the totes and approps thing you were talking about. Did you talk about House Bill 4260 that was proposed by Jessica Farrar?
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
did you guys? Okay.
I didn't know what the bill number was. I saw it earlier this morning.
Yeah.
It's in all the newspapers. There's no reason to really talk about it. But once again, she proposed it. And now we'll see what the national media does with it, okay? Give them a few more days, the national media, because we always see these things about some story, you know.
And because we're, you know, such a large state, is 8,000 or over 8,000, is that normal?
I think it is.
It's probably more compared to other states, but I don't know.
Well, it might be simply because they only meet every 2 years.
Okay.
Because a lot of legislators are in session, you know, every year.
Okay.
And so that
would... So we really got to pile it on.
We're busy. We're paying a big bucks to be doing this.
Well, Texas loves to do that. I mean, how many amendments are there to the Texas Constitution?
That's right. We're Texas. We can do that.
We do whatever
stuff
we want.
Yeah.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 18th, it's rodent control. Whether you're in the country or the city, rodents can be a problem. Come learn about rodent behavior, developing effective control strategies, product selection, and much more this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I've thought about it a lot, and I've decided there are two kinds of people in Texas. There are those people who prefer not to see fences. They're the people who long for the old-time Texas prairies and hillsides. They enjoy looking out over their countryside. And then there are people who really prefer the intimacy of enclosure. Those people appreciate the definition that fences provide to property boundaries, to visibility, even to the responsibility of mowing, edging, and trimming. We're going to examine fences in urban gardens, but you first need to determine whether you're a person who wants to see as little fencing as possible or if you're seeking the more confined feeling. I'll be back with details, Living with Fences, right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes out signed. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. You want to begin by making a list of functions that fences perform. It'll be a simple list. It should include enclosure of pets and children, privacy, security, and noise deadening. Some people even install fences just as an aesthetic visual break between one part of a landscape and another. As example, you'll see rail fences erected simply as means of supporting climbing roses. Once you have your list prepared, decide which of those functions is most critical to your family's needs. Then you want to list the various types of fencing that are available to you. As you're doing so, you'll inevitably start considering how each type will perform in meeting the needs that you just prioritized, as well as how they'll compare in cost. Here's some types you might want to consider. Western Red Cedar Wood Fencing. This is the standard company issue fencing of many Texas neighborhoods. It's good on privacy and enclosure, fair on security and sound deadening, and depending on how it's installed and landscaped, fair to good on attractiveness. It'll last 10 or 15 years. It's fairly low priced. Painted or stained pressure treated pine fencing. One example would be old fashioned painted picket fencing. This type of fence can be fair to good on privacy. You could use a double row of pickets, for example, to make it quite difficult to peer through this fence. It's poor to fair on security, as most examples of this fence aren't very tall. It's good on enclosure and attractiveness. Cost is moderate, so is life expectancy. Vinyl fencing has come a long way in its 50 or 60 years of study. Many styles and colors are available, most of them resembling painted wood in look and features. Vinyl fencing looks spectacular. You ought to look into it. Split rail fencing, if you want a rustic look of a Texas hillside, it's great, but it doesn't hold up very well in most Texas landscapes. Welded wire fencing, not to be confused with chain link fencing. This is a fence made from pressure treated lumber and welded wire made for farming. It's beautiful and it holds up well. Then wrought iron fencing is glorious and it will hold up well. It'll be one of the longest lasting things in your landscape. And of course, masonry walls if you really want enclosure. I'm Neil Sperry. Where are these plants now in our next program? Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, Texas A&M women's basketball has been selected to its 12th straight NCAA tournament and will kick off its run Saturday, March 18th in Los Angeles against the University of Pennsylvania. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the Aggs postseason future.
If we're able to get lucky and keep winning, you go to Bridgeport, Connecticut. So we're going to get some frequent flyer miles. And then to go back home to Dallas Final Four, I've got it written down. I just got to figure out how we can play. But I'm excited about being in this region. A few years ago when we were at Nebraska, we played Connecticut in Elite Eight. This time, if we can get by regional, you'd play them in the Sweet 16. But right now, this team is all about winning against Penn.
Coach, and the Aggs enter the 64-team tournament as a 5 seed in the Bridgeport Regional as an at-large selection. They'll face Penn Saturday at 8 p.m. Central with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The Aggie men's golf team climbed one rung on the leaderboard Monday at the Bandon Dunes Championship, owning a tie for 4th place among the 16-team field after 36 holes of competition. Junior Cameron Champ leads the Aggs on the individual leaderboard in 4th place at 4 under par. The third and final round of play gets underway later on this morning in Oregon. 12th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is back on the field tonight, taking its 5-game win streak to Austin to face Old Big 12 foe Texas. Coach Rob Childers says it's always a showdown when the two longtime rivals meet.
It's a great rivalry, and we're looking forward to it. There are going to be a lot of people in the stands, and we need to continue to play well, and that'll be a great challenge. And, you know, that's the biggest thing. I mean, we need to play well, you know, looking at just in the starting SEC play next weekend.
Now tonight marks the 368th meeting between the two teams, which Texas leads the series 237-125 to go along with 5 ties. First pitch is at 6:30 at Dish Falk Field. Pregame begins at 6 over on the Zone. The 5th-ranked Aggie softball team is on the road tonight as well, taking on Memphis in Tennessee. The Maroon and White are 21-2 overall and coming off a series victory over Mississippi State. First pitch is at 5:30 in the Bluff City with coverage on Willie 1550. KWTX 10 in Waco reports that Baylor Associate Director for Football Operations DeMarco Butler has been dismissed over inappropriate text messages. Butler was just hired by the university last month. Now, while he was let go because of inappropriate texts to a teenager, a school official indicated that they were sent to a teen who is an adult under Texas statute. Butler is the 2nd person hired under new head football coach Matt Rule that the school has had to terminate. Brandon Washington, Rule's newly hired assistant strength and conditioning coach, was fired after he was arrested in a prostitution sting in early February. The San Antonio Spurs are now tied with Golden State for the best record in the NBA. Kawhi Leonard scored 31 points in his return from a concussion as the Spurs topped the Atlanta Hawks 107-99 last night. Now with the victory, San Antonio improves to 52-14 on the year and is tied with the Warriors for the top seed in the Western Conference. North of the border, DeMar DeRozan put up 25 points and the Toronto Raptors down the shorthanded Dallas Mavericks 100-78. Mavs starting forward Wesley Matthews was forced to leave the game in the first half with a strained calf. He joined fellow big man Nerlens Noel, who was sidelined with a knee injury. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars look to break out of a 2-game slump this evening as they travel to Edmonton to take on the Oilers. The puck drops at 8 o'clock. And the first 2 play-in games at the NCAA Men's Tournament are tonight in Dayton, Ohio. Mount St. Mary's meets New Orleans at 5:40, and Kansas State and Wake Forest duke it out at 8:10. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Lance and his crew are experts at farm equipment service and repair. They do trailer sandblasting and painting, plus electrical and running gear repair. Wegward Inc. is also offering welding services for your farm equipment, fencing supplies, pasture gates, H-braces, and corner posts. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Let's do weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider.